The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 5 at 5.
Hour number 3 of The Drive underway. Quitting time on your Thursday. Russell Smith and Bear cruising along with you. Jake Lester is in with the top 5 at 5, brought to you by Dr. Stephen Malone and Knoxville Smiles. You check them out online at knoxvillesmiles.com to set up your appointment and treat yourself to a smile makeover so that you can smile with confidence. Malone Dentistry, Knoxville Smiles, creating beautiful smiles, one relationship at a time. Jake, what do you got?
Number one, the NBA plays a game in China and nobody in the host country sees it on television. Did it happen? Yes. Kyrie Irving's aggravated facial fracture is proof of it. Just more than a minute into the contest, the newly signed Brooklyn Net inadvertently took Rajon Rondo's swinging arm to the face, exacerbating an injury he suffered during an offseason pickup game. He did not return to the game, a close contest that the Nets won 114-111. The extent of his injury is unknown, partly because the Chinese government reportedly insisted on canceling all media availability. According to multiple reports, the floors at Shanghai's Mercedes-Benz Arena were resanded to scrub logos from corporations that had pulled sponsorships. Neither national anthem was performed. No players addressed a full crowd. And NBA Commissioner Adam Silver's pregame press conference was also canceled, all at the behest of the Chinese government.
I want to go back to this. But
you guys are going all China all the time. I mean, this is like the third day this week we're talking about China.
Well, it's the second day we've talked about it.
Well, no, took a vacation earlier in the week. We talked about it Monday and Tuesday.
Wait, hold on. We do 12 segments a day on the show. We did one segment yesterday on China. We did one segment today. We weren't even going to do it. Penny called in and asked about it. So we've done two out of 24 segments. So if that's all China all the time, like I'm sorry.
Well,
that
I mean, we did a half hour on it on Tuesday when you weren't here, and then we did a segment.
You,
I think
really this makes you too uncomfortable. Do you even talk about?
No. I could care less. I don't. You know, I don't get who.
It's
to
kind
root
of
for.
The big story in the world of sports right now, Bear. I don't know if you follow.
There was another big headline hidden in that number one. Did you catch it, Bear?
No, I didn't because you said China. How does Chris say it? China.
Like what? What do you do? I just don't understand. If you're LeBron James, the most famous athlete in the world right now, probably, correct? I think so. It's certainly one of the top 10.
Yeah.
That's not debatable.
10. Yeah.
Like, what is the harm in coming out? Like, if you're going to come out for all these others, so if you're going to go crazy over the North Carolina transgender bathroom bill, which was a complete made-up controversy that affected no one. And the NBA as a league is going to clutch its pearls over that. Oh, my God, we can't have the All-Star Game in North Carolina. Like, yeah, there are people actually in forced prison camps right now. There are slaves in China. Millions of them.
Yeah.
Slavery happening in that country. And you're going to go over there and play a basketball game. If you don't speak out about it, you're a coward, and you're a hypocrite, and you're a phony, and I'm not going to take anything else you have to say seriously if you're just going to swallow your tongue on this one. But by all means, castigate the entire South for passing a transgender bathroom ban that affected nobody. Real brave stance you took there.
The other headline was that Kyrie Irving has a broken face. On to number two. Championship boxer Errol Spence Jr. was seriously injured this morning when his Ferrari crossed the median of a Dallas road and rolled over several times. Spence is expected to survive his injuries, however, police told the Dallas Morning News. The 29-year-old has a 26-0 record with 21 knockouts since 2012, which was his debut, and he won the IBF welterweight title in 2017, last fought on September 28th when he defeated Sean Porter in a split decision to become a unified welterweight champion.
Pulled a full Dr. Dre, huh? Flipped his Ferrari about four times.
Yeah, but Dr. Dre can still rap even if he has significant, you know, broken bones and all that kind of thing. Like, this dude was one of the pound-for-pound best boxers in the world. You got to want, like, if they're saying he's expected to survive, to me, that says
career ending.
Yeah, he's going to live, but he's probably not going to, if he ever boxes again, he's probably not going to be the same.
They say how fast he was going?
Didn't say in this article.
Yeah, I wondered that too.
It had to have been fast.
Have you seen the video? They've released a video.
Of the crash?
Happening?
Yes.
Oh, we'll watch it
it's
soon.
It's violent.
Yeah, man. When you reckon a Ferrari and you're going fast, it's violent. Similar to, you know, because it's basically a race car.
Number three. Another sad one. Theodore Booby Hammonds, a wide receiver at Warner University in Lake Wales, Florida, died on Tuesday after collapsing during practice.
Jesus. What, Jake? I mean, just because you're down in the dumps because the Braves have got blown away.
The Braves pale in comparison to the gravity of this situation.
What school is this at?
This is at Warner University, an NAIA program that competes in the Sun Conference. He collapsed after a non-contact drill and was transported to a nearby hospital where he died. Jeez. His cause of death is unknown at this time, the school says. He was a senior from Miami who played at Carroll City High School, and he's been one of Warner's leading receivers in recent years. And over the past three seasons, he totaled 66 catches for 867 yards and 8 touchdowns.
Sad.
Yeah, I don't want to go all Dr. Bear on us, but probably a heart condition, one of those things.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's, yeah, awful.
Number four, the Los Angeles Chargers are without yet another starter due to injury after placing Pro Bowl center Mike Pouncey on injured reserve with a neck issue. Head coach Anthony Lynn announced later Wednesday per Eric Williams at ESPN that Pouncey will have neck surgery and is out for the rest of the year. He added that he isn't sure if the injury will end the star's career. He was named a captain for the season and is the 7th starter to be placed on the IR for the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm still worried. My dude Eckler had another big fantasy outburst, like despite Melvin Gordon coming back, but I'm still worried that Gordon's gonna be the man, if not this weekend, soon after. I need him to have step in a hole or something, kind of, you know, high ankle sprain, keep him out for a couple. Nothing like career threatening, but just something that'll kind of like season threatening, you know? That's kind of what I need, what I'm going for.
Okay.
What? What? Is that wrong? I don't hope he has
we
permanent
Bear.
Injury.
We bashed Bear for wishing an injury on a gator.
We bashed Bear for wanting to, quote, harvest the knees. He wanted to injure guys on purpose.
That's not accurate.
I'm just hoping.
That's not what I said.
That's exactly what you
said.
No,
it is not.
Harvest the ACLs. That's a direct quote.
I want ACLs harvested. I want Dr. J. Mandrews to be able to afford 5 more Ferraris.
What I said is nowhere near as bad as that. I'm just hoping for like some sort of freak accident, a high ankle sprain, something that will heal quickly, but not too quickly, and that he'll be 100% at the start of next season when I don't have Eckler on, whose name, I don't even know the dude's first name, it's just Eckler, man. He's averaging like 15 points. It doesn't matter what his name is. He averaged 15 points a game fantasy this year. He's fantastic.
I thought it was like Austin or something.
Did we finish the talk? Was that 5?
No, this is 5. Simone Biles won her 5th all-around title.
Whoa. Awesome. There are rules on this show.
This isn't NOM.
I do all Olympic sports for the drive.
When was that a rule?
You want to do the top 5 from now?
No.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Simone Biles. Greatest gymnast that ever lived.
Oh, yeah,
has
yeah.
nothing okay. to do with the Olympics, but go
Wait,
ahead.
Do you watch the gymnastics on the Olympics?
I watch every Olympic event there
no,
is.
No, you don't. Stop.
Steeplechase, archery, biathlon, the luge.
Who won the luge is Winter Olympics, dumbass.
I know that. Jack Wagon.
Who was second place? Who won the silver medal in gymnastics?
I don't know because
who won
Simone
the gold medal?
Biles. Simone Biles.
Who won the silver? Who won the bronze?
I don't care.
You
know
only
why
care
I don't
about
care?
The winners.
Because Simone Biles is like the Michael Jordan of gymnastics.
Why are we talking about Simone Biles?
Because she just won her 5th all-around world championship. And there is some controversy, Russell.
Oh, no. There better be controversy. There better be an angle. There better be a reason in the middle of football season that we're doing a gymnastics story on the top 5 at 5.
I'll tell you if you'll be quiet. Her routines, Russell, have unmatched difficulty and execution. She is the only woman to qualify for all 4 event finals at the championships being held in Stuttgart, Germany. Is that how you say that? Stuttgart?
Close enough.
But the difficulty value awarded last week to her new beam dismount, a double twisting double back, Russ, because I know you're a dullard, don't know what that means. That's two flips and two twists. It's causing controversy.
I just have a life. Can you demonstrate watch gymnastics.
That, Bear? This particular move is exceptionally hard, so difficult that it is rare to see women attempt it during a floor routine where they can get a running start on a spring-loaded. I didn't know that floor was spring-loaded. Did you, Russ? Huh.
Yes.
True gymnastics fan, Bear.
Yeah. Even
again,
I knew that.
Shut up, Jake. Much less off a 4-inch wide beam. Daniela Silivas of Romania had the floor version of the move named after her in 1998.
How long is this story?
Biles is the first to complete as a beam dismount in the World Championship or Olympics, which means that the beam version is now called the Biles. So they're cheating her out of points. She blew up at USA Gymnastics on Twitter.
Are we not playing a huge game in like 48 hours?
I like this
we
next part.
We have Mississippi
part.
State coming in here?
I like this
what
next part.
What the hell
part.
Are you doing?
I like this
next This is your fault, Jake.
You know how the Olympic sports are on.
Carry on, Bear.
Rather than depressing the difficulty value, a better way to discourage gymnasts from performing difficult... They don't like her doing this because it's incredibly dangerous. So how they do it is they don't give them the proper point.
Stop.
So...
Give us a rundown on how they
no,
do
that. No, don't give us a rundown. That is,
keep asking
I'm
us
stepping
to do
in.
More difficult.
This is over.
Give us more,
nobody cares.
We are listening
nobody
to this
cares.
Song.
You can listen to. You can keep the song going, but please stop talking about gymnastics on the drive. You're in the middle of football season. You're killing me. Just killing me.
You know I love a good fanfare.
This segment of the drive is presented by our friends at Knoxville Smiles. You know a healthy, beautiful smile. So important. In modern life, being able to smile with confidence, and we're all smiling now that the top five is over, it's something important. It's something we all want to be able to do. And the folks at Knoxville Smiles are here to help you maintain or restore, if this is the case, your beautiful smile. Dr. Stephen Malone has been helping Knoxvillians for almost 20 years now, and patients come from all over East Tennessee and beyond just to see him. And we spent a couple of moments on the drive with Dr. Malone yesterday. It's easy to see why. The man is a pro. His associate, Dr. Michael Costa, helps him provide comprehensive oral care that includes developing a plan for your mouth to preserve your teeth for your lifetime and restore you to optimal oral health, function, and appearance so you have a healthy, vibrant smile. Set up your free, no-risk consultation today at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. That's KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Knoxville Smiles, creating beautiful smiles. One relationship. At a time.
You know what Dr. Malone could do for you? He could make your smile look as beautiful as Simone Biles when she's up there racking up another gold medal.
So, the NBA.
Are we going back to the China
yes.
thing?
It's yes, because you went on about Simone Biles.
There's a new angle to this, too. Apparently, they had a press conference today in China, and one of the American reporters was asking a question to James Harden, Russell Westbrook about the China controversy. And one of the Rockets' PR lackeys stepped in and refused to allow the question to be asked.
Yeah, I saw that.
So they're just straight up taking China's side. Like,
they're not taking China's side. They're taking the side of that billion-dollar market.
Well, you're taking China's side. Yeah, I mean, that's like,
yeah,
you're taking the side of limits on free speech. You're taking the side on turning a blind eye towards human rights violations. You're taking the side of an authoritarian government that is, and so were people, or I'd forgotten, basically ethnically cleansing its Muslim population as we speak, putting them in concentration camps, killing them by the thousands. Like, that's what
you know.
That's
I've what always had a problem with the phrase ethnic cleansing.
What would you call it?
Murder.
Okay.
Genocide.
Yeah. Okay. Committing
I
genocide.
Feel like they
murder.
Started using ethnic cleansing because it makes it sound not as bad as.
I feel like it sounds pretty bad.
Wholesale slaughter.
I feel like ethnic cleansing is pretty bad.
No.
Like, I don't hear the term ethnic cleansing and think, oh, gee, that's not too bad.
Well, if you're sitting, like, say, me and you are having a conversation, and Bear's sitting off to the side, and we're sitting here and we say ethnic cleansing, Bear's ears aren't going to perk up as much as when we say slaughter, genocide.
That's
murder.
Interesting. I mean, for me, it does. Like, when I think of the term, it's weird, right? Because,
well, I
like,
mean, anytime I hear it, I think of the Serbian thing.
That's exactly, yeah. I think of that from the 90s, and that everybody saw this that video of, like, there's the dudes behind the barbed wire fence, and they're wearing, like, diapers, and they're just skin and bones, like, they look like Holocaust people, you know, in modern day. This was in, like, the 1990s. That's what I think of.
Yeah, because they were just like them. They were...
Yeah, and so, like, to me, the connotation is, it's right up there with Holocaust, genocide, whatever. Like, when I hear ethnic cleansing, that's what I think of.
I mean, it's...
And that's what they're doing. And we're over there playing basketball and letting them
cash
trample.
The checks. Yeah. That's what it boils down to. We want to keep cashing those Chinese checks.
Well, and here's the thing, man. When people criticize capitalism and American democracy, they say, you know, what's the phrase you always hear? It's never enough. You sell out. Anything for a buck. Well, this is it. Like, this is what this is like the clearest example of that you're talking about. Yes, it's a lot of money that I can't even fathom. And well, like, if they pull out, like, probably a lot of people lose their jobs and everything. Like, it's, I won't pretend to know all the ins and outs of it.
I bet they'd all like to kill that GM from Houston for opening Pandora's box.
You know, but they'd probably like to kill the players for apologizing. Like, I guarantee you. Like, I had never heard of that dude before this. So, like, if they just left it up and he had quietly gotten a call from the NBA offices and be like, hey, you know, we don't disagree with you. You're absolutely right. What you said is right. Nobody would argue that. But, like, let's not do that anymore. We're sending out a league-wide memo. Let's not insert ourselves into
the Chinese Hong Kong,
yeah,
People's Republic of China.
Let's not insert our brand into that conflict. That's not good for business. And that wouldn't have been, like, terrible. And then, like, you probably could have worked back channels with the Chinese government to smooth things over. And just
because they're all about – it's about face.
And just make it go away.
I think that's probably what they're desperately searching for, is a way to save face.
What did LeBron James say – a while ago, we're not going to shut up and dribble?
Yes, you are. Evidently. Evidently, that is exactly what they're going to do.
The
they're
Chinese
going to shut up and
you
dribble.
A billion-dollar check, you will. The almighty dollar, man.
Mm. Mm.
Great.
So, I want to save face. You save face. You beat Mississippi State this weekend. You're Jeremy Pruitt.
Oh, my God.
You save face. You save face, kind of like saving your face at Knoxville Smiles. Beat Mississippi State and save face, man.
We beat Mississippi State, we'll all be beaming,
live
smiling.
Live to fight another day. You take your medicine next week against Bama. Like, we won't even pay attention to the Alabama game next week. We'll just be concentrating on South Carolina. It'll be a two-week tune-up. We kill Pruitt for not practicing for Georgia State. I don't care if they don't practice for Alabama next week. Just pretend like the game's not happening. Spend all 5 days working on South Carolina stuff, man.
Yep. Voluntary reaction will be fired up into the first quarter.
Just run the ball.
Early night.
Every play. Keep the clock running for the entire – and hope you get out of there 50-0 against Alabama. Come back and get ready for South Carolina, man.
To nothing?
Whatever. I don't care. It's Alabama, man. They're gonna beat our brains out. We could practice.
You're score a lot of points. They aren't their team. It's kind of weird. They flipped this year.
We could practice with our roster for a year for that game. Do nothing but game plan and practice for Alabama, and still get it handed to us.
Yeah.
So
I don't. I'm tired of playing them every year. It's not a level playing field with them.
Quick break. 865-546-8200. If you want to chime in on your Nextdoor Home Group hotline, 546-8200, your number to get on the drive. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this. The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865 865-
566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group 865-566-0800 or visit online at dag-us.com.
Up, fool. The Drive is back.
Troy on Twitter says, please ask Bear his honest opinion on the score against Mississippi State.
Give me a score.
State.
You give us your score prediction on Facebook. It's the Crown Pick of the Week presented by Crown Cleaners. Win gift cards to Crown Cleaners and Qdoba. Facebook.com/The Drive with Russell Smith. Give us a like if you haven't already and give us your score prediction to win fabulous gifts and prizes. Here on Fan Run Radio, we'll be at Rickard Ridge Barbecue. We'll be at National RX tomorrow. Sorry, I had notes written down
there. You got me all like, I was getting ready to be like, what? Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we can have Rickard Ridge delivered to National RX.
They've done it before. That's who brings us our Christmas dinner, isn't it?
Yeah. What, you want to come out and see us, man? We'd love to see you out there, National RX. Get your flu shot. I'm getting my flu shot tomorrow.
I am as well.
It is going to be a terrible flu season, according to the CDC. They're predicting, have you seen the dooms, like the worst case possible scenario?
Yeah, that's why I'm getting a flu shot.
It's like worldwide pandemic, possibly. Yeah. They said the flu season starts, it's in, I guess, Australia first because the hemispheres or whatever. And they said it was really bad in Australia, which is usually an indicator that it's going to be really bad in America. And anyway, it's
have you gotten yours yet?
Not yet, but I plan to.
All right,
it's going to be bad. You can take care of yourself, your family, if you're around infants, the elderly. You can do everybody a favor by getting your flu shot, and you do us a big favor by supporting one of our longest running sponsors, National RX and Farragut. Tomorrow, swing by during the show. We would love to see you out there. You can hang out with us. Get your flu shot and get taken care of.
It's a piece of pizza.
Yeah, maybe some Piping Hot Jets pizza for you as well. We'll have that out there for you. And it'll be a good deal. So that is tomorrow, 3 to 6, right here on Fan Run Radio, The Drive live at National RX.
Amongst the Farragutians.
Yes.
It feels like Friday. Friday's back again. Friday. It doesn't feel like Friday if we're not National RX. I like being out there.
Luke says, it shouldn't be a big deal to say, quote, we don't agree with what's going on in regards to China with these guys pop off about everything else. That's my thing. It's like, it just came off as so disingenuous listening to Steph Curry talk about, I don't know enough about, well, yeah, I mean, like,
hey,
none
dude,
of
turn,
us are.
Turn on TV, man.
None of us turn are on experts TV. On it. Like, we're not asking you to give, like, a long diatribe about the evils of communism or anything. Just say, all you have to say is, we're from America, we like democracy and freedom. That's all you got to say, man. It. Like, that's not even, that's the most bland, dull, milquetoast platitude you could possibly offer. And that's like, I feel like that would be.
I mean, the NBA is not the only one. Apple removed an app from the App Store that allowed the protesters to
really
know where the police were at. So they wouldn't get beaten and
what?
You know, yeah, they took it under pressure from China. I feel like they do better with me and you running these talks.
What, between China and Hong Kong?
Yeah, and the U.S. and the NBA and all these people.
See, look, I mean, I don't even know. Like,
we aren't even going to apologize about it. You're bad people.
Clean up your act.
Yeah, because we said so.
Steven says, by no means supporting China, but they have, I guess, created a huge middle class in the last 20 years with controlled capitalism. Starvation isn't a huge issue. Definitely have other issues, persecuting Muslims, Big Brother surveillance, stealing U.S. technology, etc.
I mean, any place where you read about dissidents and dissidents being basically imprisoned for no crime at all, other than that they speak out against something is.
Doesn't that almost make it worse, though?
Yeah, how big your middle class is.
Yeah, they are trying to modernize, and like they've got McDonald's now and all that stuff. It's like, great, but I don't know. Call me old-fashioned. I like my authoritarian dictatorships to just be totalitarian across the board. Like, just don't even try and hide it.
Yeah.
If that's what you
don't,
if that's
you don't deserve
gonna,
Nikes and McDonald's.
That's how you're going to be. That,
you can't be a totalitarian government. McDonald's and Nike.
Stop dabbling in
freedom. Either you're with us
freedom.
Or you're against us. Make everybody wear horrible shoes. And,
oh, man.
I mean, that's what North Korea does, I guess.
Ride around on your bicycle with a mask on because of the pollution.
You know, breathing in the air in Beijing for one day is equivalent. I think it's smoking like 4 or 5 packs of cigarettes in one day.
That's not good. Yeah. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. If you want to jump on the drive here this afternoon. Rickle Ridge Barbecue Smoke Knot question, is 6 wins still possible for Tennessee this year? And this is a hot one. 384 votes cast at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. 50-50. Our fan base is divided.
These are the best ones.
Our fan base is divided. I'll say this. I think it is realistic. I don't think it's likely. I think it's realistic. I think it's a good goal to still shoot for. But if you lose this weekend, I would say it's unrealistic.
Oh, yeah. No, you gotta start off on the right foot this
weekend. Because then you're looking at losing to Bama, and you're going to be 1-6 and with having to win out, and that's not going to happen.
Beat Missouri.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen at that point. That would be shocking.
Yeah, just got to get off on the right foot. Got to.
Yeah. And
the weather this weekend is quite interesting.
Is it still rain in the forecast?
It's like
favors Mississippi State
60. It's like it's going to be kind of cold.
Kind of chilly.
Cold October rain, huh?
I mean, shoot, we're used to 92 out here, so you could lower your thermostat in your home to 65 and feel like it's the middle of January.
Oh no! I when I was out of town, I set the thermostat at 80. And I got back I got back Monday night and expecting it to be like a sauna in there, and it was kind of comfortable. I went up there; it was like 76 degrees in the house. I was like, oh,
it's like 80 degrees outside today, and I feel like I need to wear pants.
You should always wear pants, Jake. I've always thought it's kind of weird when you come in here with no pants on.
I wear shorts.
Kind of strange,
as you can see on the Periscope.
That's good.
I have shorts.
Isn't it Brandon that wears like shorts and flip flops in January in here? Young guy.
There's always that guy in school growing up. It's like in the middle of January, it's 20 degrees outside. It's like, oh, I'm wearing shorts, man. I just like shorts. That's how I roll.
If it's a comfort thing, you could just roll with some sweatpants.
Who we got here? Can we get a call before the break? We got time.
Okay.
No? Who's up?
Mr. Personality himself. John Tweet.
What up, Tweet?
Russ.
Yo.
Fat people are the ones that wear shorts in the cold.
Not necessarily. No, no.
Yes,
the guy I was thinking
Are you
of,
happy?
Hold on. The guy I was thinking of when I said that, because it was a buddy of mine. His name was Luke. He still lives here in town. And he was shorts guy in high school. And he was the most skinny, athletic, in shape dude you've ever met.
I mean, the two biggest short guys I know, Tweet, are Brandon Orrick, who's skinny, and this other buddy of mine, Dave. He's like year-round
shorts. I've become year-round pants guy. I never wear shorts.
I mean, I wouldn't either if I drew legs.
It's usually the hefties.
Beautiful legs.
That are out there in shorts.
For a chicken.
And also, no grown man should wear flip-flops.
What?
Not at the beach. Oh, a grown man, let's say north of, let's call it 25, open-toed flip-flops. Are unacceptable.
Fashion tips from John Tweet, ladies and gentlemen. Take it with a grain of salt.
Weren't you known for wearing a hooded sweater? And you're going to come on the drive and give fashion tips.
What's wrong with hooded sweater? You guys are like cracking on like great pieces of clothing.
You would have to see this hooded sweater. Send Russ a picture of it.
I love a hoodie.
Not a hoodie.
But it was like a sweater. Like a sweater.
A sweater with a hood on it?
Like your grandma would knit.
No, his grandma wouldn't knit it, I don't think. Maybe. I don't know Russ's grandma.
Listen, all I know is, no offense, guys, because you know I love you both, but I ain't taking fashion advice from either of you. Like,
you're not taking fashion advice from anyone.
Oh,
Russ,
okay.
Don't you wear, like, newbies, but not the cool ones?
Newbies. I don't
New
know.
Balance. Yes, what are New Balance, yes. Yeah. I have a pair of the cool ones.
There you go.
No. No, you don't.
And then you get your jeans at Costco, don't you, Russ?
Where's Levi's?
Like, they're the Kirkland brand.
John Tweet, you, yes, sir, are a knucklehead, a dullard, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Stay with us. The drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Costco jeans. Although I bet you could save a pretty penny. I might have to look into that. Stay with us. We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to The Drive. Get some.
Fox Sports Knoxville, The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Citizens National Bank is the official bank of The Drive. They've got 21 branches now throughout East Tennessee. Great local bank, local business, local folks over there. You check them out online at cnbtn.com. We appreciate their longtime support of the show. Thinking about switching banks, or you're looking to open a new account, something, check out Citizens National Bank. They'll take great care of you and your money. CNBTN.com. I want to throw out just a couple of random games here. You guys stop me if you want. Add in a note of interest if you can. I'm just going to run through. These are the SEC games this week. Yeah.
All right.
Georgia. At home against South Carolina, Bulldogs a 23-point favorite.
Could care less.
It's a nooner.
Won't watch it.
Well, yeah, because we're playing at the same time.
Doesn't matter.
You want to watch South Carolina, Georgia?
That's always
the only time I'm going to watch Georgia from here on out is if I think they're going to lose. And then I'm going to hate watch them.
3:30, Bama at Texas A&M.
I'll keep track of it.
I guess we'll have that on here in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, where we're doing voluntary reaction Saturday. Vandy is a 14-point favorite at home against UNLV in a battle of 1-4 teams.
Care less.
I don't know how good UNLV is, but
Missouri is a 12.5-point favorite at home against Ole Miss.
Boring.
Yeah, Missouri 70, Ole Miss 31 final.
Kentucky is a 7-point favorite at home against Arkansas.
Arkansas outright.
Really?
Yeah.
Could care less.
I saw a lot of improvement out of Arkansas against A&M. They did not look like the worst team in the SEC, which is
but
us.
It felt very much like Arkansas caught A&M just totally sleeping on them.
I don't know. They could really – they put this, like, giant guy in. I don't know what his primary position is. But he'll play tight end sometimes, and sometimes they'll just hand the ball to him, and he will drag defenders for a first down. He's like 300 pounds. Kentucky without Josh Allen on that D-line, they might just feed that guy all night. Who knows?
Are we, like, could we take Arkansas? Are we the worst team in the league? It's between us and Arkansas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah. I think we could climb out of it. We win this weekend. I think we're out of the basement with a chance to, you know, crawl into the
now, hold on here. What,
middle class.
What do you have to say, Shepard?
You don't think Vandy is in contention for the three-way tie?
I
haven't watched them play at all this year, so I just don't know. It seems like they've taken a step back.
They suck. They're terrible. And Kentucky, now they're not one of the three worst in the league with us, Arkansas,
they're pretty
and
damn
Vanderbilt.
Bad.
Ever since they blew that lead against Florida, they have looked like a completely different team.
That's how it usually works. I expect them to do the J-O-B for us when they come in here. That's one of the games I think when we go up there, we're going to win.
Yeah, I think so too.
And if we can't win, let's do what we did last year and, you know, bang heads really hard.
The big one in Baton Rouge, 5th-ranked LSU taking on 7th-ranked Florida, 8 o'clock kickoff.
Hold that Tiger.
In Tiger Stadium, LSU a 13.5-point favorite.
Over
according
Florida?
To my bookie. Yeah.
Wow.
49-28 LSU.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I have seen both these teams play. And, you know, I'm not. It's hard to discount Dan Mullen. Like, I just feel like we know a lot more about who he is than
who
Ed Orgeron is as a head coach.
But he does. He's if you look like where he when he's a big underdog, he usually doesn't.
This is an opportunity for.
Well, they got smoked by Missouri last year, and they should have beaten them handily. But he always has his team ready to play. They never come out and just lay an egg. It'll be close for a while, I think, and then LSU. Florida's defense won't be able to stop them.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't been challenged in the passing game like LSU's going to challenge them. I'm still getting used to saying that, but, I mean, it's legit. You've seen LSU play, Joe Burrow. They finally got themselves a coordinator-coaching combination with a quarterback that works for, you know.
They need to get their defense tuned completely up.
I think they might get an interception or something on Kyle Trask, and then it'll fall apart. Right from there for Florida.
Yeah.
What a sissy.
It'll be a duel, and then they'll pull away.
I'm out on Trask. I hate him.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how his knee holds up.
There wasn't anything wrong with that.
Well, I mean, wrong or not.
He is wanting to get attention.
He might be fragile.
Ooh, ooh. He's bellowing down
there. You didn't think that injury was legit.
Did you see it?
Dude caved his knee in.
Dude, he ran back out on the field like 2 seconds later.
I know.
It was
shocking.
Take one more good
like,
hit.
That's
and he
kind
might
of
go down.
Like, is that kind of the opposite of what you're saying? Like, to me, it showed a lot of toughness to have your knee. I mean, that looked like an ACL, and you're thinking,
it
oh,
wasn't
well,
that
well
bad.
He's done for the season.
It wasn't that
Did you
bad.
See the play?
This yes, I saw the play. No, I saw the play, Russell. The guy was getting pulled down by the Florida tackle. That was what all the talk was because the one guy, who I am, was Gary, said he at first thought it should have been a penalty. And then
Dan Mullen called it dirty and then
yeah,
retracted
and then
the statement.
You had retracted. To because the offensive tackle pulled him down to where he rolled him up at his knees.
What
yes,
is,
I watched the damn play.
What is your position as a guy who says a lot of outrageous things that you probably later regret? What is your position on retracting a statement? You retract something.
I very rarely do. I very rarely.
But, I mean, do you find that to be an acceptable thing? Like, Dan Mullen said it was dirty. He retracted the statement. Is everything
I mean,
cool?
Dan Mullen's kind of a, kind of soft.
In the position that you could gain more knowledge about a situation.
Yeah.
But you could also counteract that by saying you don't know enough to speak on it in the first place. But I think you
that's
can,
not something that me and Russell say a whole lot.
No, we just,
I'm just
we'll let's plunge right
I'm
going to
tell you what I think, even if I'm ill-informed.
I'm just saying, if in the position that you have learned more about a specific situation since you made your initial comment, then
well,
yeah.
But that's where Bear and I depart. I will change my mind. I will admit fault and. And Barrett, and I'm not even coming off on him. I kind of admire this. He will cling to something, even when he's been plainly demonstrated to be wrong. He'll
like
just kind of.
What was I plainly demonstrated to be wrong?
I'm not conceding Georgia. I'll never concede against
I won't.
Georgia.
10-2.
We're going to beat them. 10-2.
Barometer is at a record high.
I'll get all happy and giddy during the summer because I forget about how bad we are.
Let's get Big Josh in here. Big Josh, you're on the Drive Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Russ, Bear.
Yo.
Baseball Jake. What are you guys into?
We're all right, man. Condolences to the Bravos. That had to be a gut punch for you yesterday.
Yeah, it was awful, Russ.
It was surreal, man. Like, I still can't believe that happened.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I always said the choke deal was kind of a lazy take.
Yeah,
it's not.
But how do you... You know, they just weren't ready to play yesterday. They just were waiting on something bad to happen.
Well, I mean, it's beyond that, though. It's like they were ready for something bad to happen, and then ready says that you're prepared for so. And when it happened, they didn't have a plan. Like they just kept digging. It was unbelievable.
Well, the first batter that walked. He barely tipped the ball. McCann dropped it, hit him right in the mitt. Really should have been a strikeout. And then Freeman drops a easy double play ball, just boots it. And, you know, if you get out of that inning with one run or, you know, who's to say if that Fowler strikes out, the whole inning could have been different. But, you know, it just snowballed. I mean, hell, it's baseball. I've watched them all year, and they haven't played one game like it. Not one game. And then game five, man.
Oh, who's the guy? I mean, if Bill, God.
Bill Buckner.
Yeah, Buckner. I mean, that one play changed the course of history. That's what I really love about baseball and playoffs, playoff baseball.
Oh, yeah, they're all locked in the playoffs. I mean, you might get them, you know, you can have a good regular season, but if you know, everybody's locked in when it comes, they're all focused.
Yeah, and you make one mistake, and it can go from
but
putting somebody out to the other team winning the series.
That I think is the big deal is Major League Baseball went back to the old ball for the postseason. And teams like the Dodgers and teams like the Braves, I mean, all their success, I mean, their offenses are built around home runs. And to change balls right in the middle of, you know.
Are you coming up with a full-blown conspiracy theory right now?
No, it's not a conspiracy. I'll tweet you the article right here in a second.
Washington Nationals had no issue with the new balls.
Yeah, I know. They're built on pitching. I mean, that's their whole...
Well,
I mean,
Grand Slam.
Their whole deal. I mean, the Dodgers, I'm sure they had problems with it.
Grand Slam back-to-back home runs, Mike.
So what you're insinuating is that they're changing...
Runs, you're not going to get home runs from guys down in the order like the Braves have got home runs from all year.
Don't you think that would have affected the Yankees as well? I mean, they're a known power-hitting team.
Well, the Yankees are like Sasquatches running around. They've been taking steroids since like 8 years old.
Oh, that's not true.
Like stick Giant your head in the sand.
Aaron Judge's teeth outgrew his mouth.
I don't know. It was awful. But, I mean, hell, it's just sports. It's everything, it seems like.
So who's your NFL team, Josh?
I want the Steelers, and they're like 1-5. I mean, we have a coach Shuck and Jive. He's wasted more talent than any coach in NFL history. He should have 3 Super Bowl rings. And he pissed away all that talent. Big Ben, AB, and Le'Veon Bell, and you don't have nothing to show for it. Sickening.
Do you see where Big Ben got? He got fined for wearing an Apple Watch on the sidelines.
Yeah, I'd say the NFL, I think China actually is the NFL. So you talk about communists; they don't put up with nothing. One guy got fined for a headband that said "Man of God" on it. I mean,
wear one helmet.
A headband under his helmet.
I'm glad you're. I didn't think we'd hear from you today. I'm proud of you.
No, I mean,
you're going to hear from Big Josh. He's a Tennessee fan. He's steeped in this. Yesterday, it was minor disappointment. He's been through this before. He's been here before. He's prepared for it.
It's all I know, Russ. I don't know anything else. This long since the 90s,
Oh, man.
Glory I can't days. Believe you let Orc just go all in on you on Twitter last night.
No, Orc was nice. It was Cody. And Reed kind of helped me today. He rode Cody all day, which was kind of picked me up a little bit.
Is Cody a big Braves fan, too?
No, he's Dodgers.
He's a Dodgers guy. He was talking crap about
Cody's
Chipper Jones.
They
ran around with the Hoosiers waitress or something.
He did do that. All right, Big Josh, got to run, man. Thanks.
I see you guys.
Stay with us. The shocking conclusion of The Drive coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
The best there was and the best there ever will be. This is The Drive.
I mean, this is a song I listen to when I'm getting ready to watch Tennessee football.
You know who won't let you down?
Who?
East 10 Warehouse and Distribution.
Nope. They won't.
Almost 40 years in the industry, East 10 Warehouse and Distribution, the preferred source for third-party logistics. Their solutions include, but are not limited to, warehousing, inventory management, order fulfillment, pick and pack, and cross-docking services. Contact East 10 Warehouse and Distribution today at 865-521-6143. That's 521-6143. Or just go online to east10warehouse.com. Wrapping up the show this afternoon.
It's been a spicy one today.
A little spicy, a little wild, a little loose at times. It's been good, man. I
had a lot of fun.
Yeah, and looking forward to being out at National RX tomorrow to sort of wrap up the week and getting prepared for a noon kickoff. I like the noon kickoffs because, you know, whatever happens is going to happen. We'll be able to do a good voluntary reaction, hopefully, and get home in time for an 8 o'clock kickoff between LSU and Florida is kind of, I guess, the game of the week.
You're real excited about that Alabama game, aren't you? Kicking off at 9. You'll be in here at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You're going to have to schedule around that one. That's one of those things, like, you can't.
You got to prepare for it?
Yeah, like, you either have to take a nap, I think, in the middle of the day, or you have to make sure you sleep in, which is going to be hard for me because with kids in the house, it's difficult. But, I mean, I can't imagine getting up around 7 or 8 Saturday morning watching the game will be over at, midnight 30, 12:30 a.m., and –
And do you feel like they should run the clock if Alabama's beating us 50-0?
I feel like we should just forfeit the game. Like, why go down there? Like, seriously, why go down there and get anybody hurt and be their punching bag so they can do their stupid little light thing and, like, we're just the sideshow, for
– that's the truest thing you've ever said there.
Why not just forfeit the game? And like I said earlier, spend 2 weeks getting ready for South Carolina, which is going to be another must-win game. At home, we got to beat those guys, man. We got to beat Will Muschamp. Just forfeit Alabama. Save yourself the embarrassment. Spend an extra week of getting ready for South Carolina. I know it'll never happen, but it should. Tell me I'm wrong.
Go in there. Bama drives down the field, scores 3 plays.
Let them play themselves. Let them scrimmage.
Throw the white flag.
Pruitt's don't even throw the white flag. Belt. Stay home. All right, that'll do it for us. Thank you, Jake. Excellent work by you, sir, this afternoon. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime coming up next from 6 till 8. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.